Interesting one. Paul, thank you. More from Five Lives Euronews a little later. 27 minutes past 12 here on the Midday News Now. Anything Kevin Costner can do, we can do better. That's the message from a group of squatters who've taken over a £10 million mansion used by the Hollywood star in Leafy Hampstead. Five Lives' James Kelly's been to meet them and he's on the line now. Afternoon, James.
Hello.
So what's happening at the moment?
Well, I've just been to the house. I'm standing in front of it right now and I've just been taken on a tour and it's looking a bit shabby, but that's not down to the squatters. It's been empty for quite a while now, but we're talking about a huge red brick house. It's got 9 bedrooms. It was in a film with Kevin Costner. It backs onto Turner's Wood, which used to be used by Elizabeth Taylor, apparently, to play in when she was a child. But it's all a little bit shabby at the moment. It's quite run down. It's been empty for a few years. And the people who own it want to actually knock it down altogether and replace it with a couple of houses.
So not everyone in there is living a life of luxury, you say. It needs a great deal of loving care and attention.
Oh, absolutely. And there's going to be a few trips to B&Q, I think, if you want to raise this to the standard that you'd imagine it was like when it starred in that Hollywood film Upside of Anger a couple of years ago. It does need a lot of work. It's like any house that's been left for years unattended. It's overgrown at the back. The swimming pool's got dirty water in it, and it has got a swimming pool, but it's in pretty good nick. And when you consider house prices and renting prices in London, then you can understand why this multinational group of squatters are living here.
All right, who have you got with you, James?
Well, I've got Codrin Tudrecki here. He's a Romanian and he's one of the squatters who's living here. And Codrin, it's a fantastic house, isn't it?
Oh, it is indeed. It's like in a fairy tale.
Did you know that Kevin Costner had lived there when you moved in, Codrin?
No. As a matter of fact, I found it yesterday.
You found it yesterday?
So yeah, in the newspaper.
Oh, how do you mean you found it in the newspaper?
I just bought Hem and High, you know. I saw a picture of us and with our house. And we saw there that Kevin Costner used to play here, and also that this house used to be owned by the former owner of the Wembley Arena. It's his name is Sir Arthur Elvin.
Ah, okay. So what about your neighbours? You've got a fair few famous neighbours, I'm sure, around you in Hampstead.
Yeah,
have you met any of them?
I saw Gwen Stefani, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? Did you?
Yes, she shares the forest with us, you know.
Does she pop in for a cup of tea then?
No, maybe we're going to invite her, yeah, someday.
So how many of you are actually in the house?
15.
And you've no plans to move out anytime soon?
Sorry?
You've no plans to move anytime soon?
No.
So
because it's you have to come here to see the place, have a cup of tea, and you for sure you'd like the.
Well, thank you. So I'm invited for a cup of tea with Gwen Stefani. That would be great. But obviously, it's not yours, and the owners want to do something with it.